Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Since today is the, or yesterday, was the halfway point of Dancing with the Stars, we're going to discuss the action leading up to this point, make some predictions, and talk about what's coming next. As usual, well, not as usual, because Cody wrote this. I am running the studio today, and so I have my lovely and talented co-host, Cody, with me. Let's do this. Yeah, this is not actually
not
cool,
so sure about that introduction,
but
whatever.
Lovely and talented. I don't like that. That sounds like you're a female. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, this
you're
is,
lovely,
yeah.
I suppose.
I'm lovely, Mike, I suppose. Okay.
I'm not even going to try and fix it. Okay.
Good.
So,
well,
we have a lot to talk about, so we should just jump right in.
This feels different. Actually, not running the studio today. This feels different.
Yeah, it's different for me, too. And this was originally supposed to be an interview, but our guest got really, really sick, so we hope you feel better.
She couldn't be here, so we hope you feel better.
But it's okay because we get to talk about the epicness that was Disney Night on Dancing with the Stars last night. So
and
I'm
here we go.
The scores, and this is spoiler alert. So, like, if you don't want to know who got kicked off Dancing with the Stars, don't listen to this. So we're going
to
start with the first, like, we're going to go in order that they went last night, and we'll talk about the scores and who our favorites were. Everybody knows my favorite if you follow me on Twitter, but that's okay. First up was Suzanne and Tony, and I think they did the tango to Lady and the Tramp, and it was really cute, but I don't think she's a good dancer. And they got a 28 for that. So what is your opinion on Suzanne and Tony?
I don't know. You know, and disclaimer, this was the first episode I'd seen all the way through this season. So leading up to the... leading up to this point, I hadn't seen very many dances. Now, I did catch a few at the very, very tail end of episodes, but Suzanne, I mean, she just didn't really impress me to be totally and completely
yeah.
honest.
Well, honestly, like, the musicality and the rhythm wasn't there, and you could tell she wasn't all there. She wasn't really all for it, because, I mean, she even said that. So, Suzanne and Tony, and they were the couple that was eliminated the last night, to nobody's surprise. But that's really, it sucks, kind of, because that's not who I wanted to go. I mean, I wanted her to go soon. I didn't want her to outlast some other couples.
Right.
But, it didn't go the way I thought it would, but that's okay. Next up, oh my goodness, it's rant time, but I'll wait and be patient
God.
And quiet. Robert Herjavec and Kim Johnson were next, and they got a 24. They did a, what did they do, a two-step or something like that, something weird, to Mary Poppins.
Yeah, it was a quick step, one of the two.
Was it? Yeah, I think it was like the two-step or the Charleston or something. It was something weird because they gave out weird dances this week because they gave out jazz, too.
It was a quick step, I think is what it was, a quick step.
Was it? I didn't even pay that much attention.
I don't remember.
We think it was the quick step, and they got a 24, and I'm really disappointed. Would you like to talk first, because I have a lot to say, and I can...
But, in all fairness, though, he did start off on the wrong foot,
that's
in all
true.
Fairness.
However, I do not think that his mistake at the beginning, because they did get it together. I don't think
they
that
did,
their mistake
I agree.
At the beginning should have impacted the whole dance as a whole, like, as a production. Because if
Mm-mm.
you want to, like, say, like, as a production... Look at Riker and Allison. I mean, as a production, it was not, it looked good. But if you watched his feet, which is what I did, because after Robert, I was watching to see if they would be technical with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
If you watched his feet, you can see mistakes. So, I mean, they should have judged it as a whole and as a whole presentation, not just based on one mistake. What do you think?
But a production value to me was just through the roof production value.
Absolutely.
I mean, you had Kim coming in on a high wire. You had the pro dancers dressed up as chimney sweeps. A production value through the roof.
Absolutely,
so.
And as a production as a whole, it was really good. And towards
it was,
about like
I agree.
20 seconds in. About 20 seconds in, they got it together. I think what caused a mistake at the beginning is you could see her struggling to try and get out of that wire and out of the, she was mm-hmm. wearing a jacket over her costume.
Right.
And she had like the wires attached to her, and you could see her and the person helping her were struggling. And he started before she did.
Can we talk about also Robert's like a 10-second solo at the very start?
That was so cute. He's just so adorable. Like, he's so into it, and he is so happy to be doing what he is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really disappointed me that they got 4 stages, because you could tell that, like, he was disappointed. And he feels like he let everyone down. That's what he tweeted.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're breaking my heart. You did not let everyone down. You
good
did a pretty
job,
good job. I mean, there was mistakes, but, I mean, everybody had a couple of mistakes. There was nobody that was totally flawless, and I don't think that it was fair of them to dock all those points off of them.
Right.
Because they tried really hard, and they had a lot going on, and they managed. They're my favorite. I really would be so upset to see them go next week. So hopefully that doesn't happen.
Nobody goes next
week. No, somebody goes at the beginning of next week, and then nobody goes at the beginning of week 7, because, you know, it carries over. Because next week is the switch up, so
next
the week
switch
after
up. Yeah, that's true.
Goes.
I got you.
But the week after the switch up, when nobody's eliminated, in week 8, there's a double elimination, and they have to dance off. So I'm really, really concerned, because my couple is like the middle of the pack couple.
You know,
go ahead.
And this is something I could probably do without, but the result shows are coming back.
Yeah, but not till the end, because they have to shut
it out.
I know,
but still,
you know, get dramatic. Yeah, I could do without that too, to be honest. But they're going to bring back. Quick little rumor. Well, actually, it's been confirmed now. Well, I say it's confirmed. It's confirmed by Miss Kristen Burt, which is enough confirmation for me.
Just confirmation.
Kelly Monaco, and I don't know who else, because I don't care who else except for Kelly Monaco, will be making an appearance, so I'm assuming on a results show.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Alfonso Ribeiro and somebody else, so that's super awesome. I'm really excited about that. But anyway, the last thing I have to say about Robert and Kim is I'm concerned that since my couple is like a middle-of-the-pack couple for the most part, except for last night, that they have a chance of going next week, but I think there's people that suck worse, so that's good, who have sucked worse longer. But I'm concerned after that, because if they're safe next week, they're safe for 2 weeks, you know, for another two dances. That concerns me, though, because that dance-off double elimination, that's only when my favorites get kicked out is that double. Because,
I agree.
You know, like, I always have that middle of the pack. Okay, next up, Miss Patty Bell and Artem. I don't know how to say your last name. I'm sorry.
I think Vince
they got 27. There you go, what he said. They got a 27. I think they did the waltz. And
I'm
they
good
did,
with foreign names.
Yeah, good for you. I got Herjavec. Does that count? I got Dalwani, right?
Yeah, that counts.
Herjavec is Croatian. I think I get some points for that.
We should start
keeping score, like on whose line. Welcome to the show where the points don't matter and no one really cares.
Points don't matter, no one really cares.
Show? The game where the points don't matter. I don't know what else they say, but anyway. Miss Patty LaBelle. Mm-hmm. I think she's okay. Here's my opinion on her. I love her as, like, Patty LaBelle. Like, she's amazing. However, her dance was good, but I don't think she got, like, all the praise she got, I don't really see it. And I also don't I don't think she deserved a higher score than Robert and Kim. And I also don't think that Susan and Tony should have received a higher score than Robert and Kim, because she had a big mess up. She tripped over her dress and got totally off.
Right.
So if they're going to judge one couple, see, that's my problem with the show, is they're not even. They're always like that. But, like, if you're going to judge one couple based on one mistake, then you should judge everybody based on that mistake.
Based on mistakes, right.
How did you feel about Miss Patty LaBelle?
I've always loved Patty LaBelle. I mean, I was just to get that out of the way. She's an icon. But what made me respect her more was when she was talking about her a bum leg and what she said about Noah. She said something like, but Noah's doing this on one leg. I'm fine, or whatever, you know, something like that.
Yeah, she was like, Noah's only got one
effect.
Leg. Don't worry about me.
Yeah,
and I liked
effect.
That. I thought that was funny. And she was joking. Like, she was laughing about it. But Aaron's like, but let's be real. How are you? But Noah thought it was so funny. He, you know, he could see him. He's standing behind her. I think she actually could be one of the next to go. Like, I love her as herself, but I'm not into it as a dancer.
Yeah, but dancing,
okay.
You know, I will say this. her a dancing, I'll put it this way, leaves a little bit to be desired, I'll put it like that.
Yeah, and I mean, she's classic, she's elegant, but is she Dancing with the Stars finale worthy? No.
I don't think so either.
Willow Shields and Mark Ballas. I'm so confused what dances they do. Did they do a foxtrot or a quickstep?
I don't know, to be completely honest with you.
I think they did the foxtrot, and they did Alice in Wonderland. Yeah, it was foxtrot, because I remember Lynn saying something about foxtrot content.
Okay.
I think. I really hope that's right, because sorry guys if I'm wrong. And they got a 34 out of 40. How do you feel about Willow and Mark?
While that routine was super cute, I'm just not a big Willow Shields fan.
I agree. I mean, as a whole, okay, first of all, I have a phobia of the Easter Bunny, so that freaks me out because I'm afraid of the Easter Bunny.
Literally,
Easter Bunny in the mall, yeah, it's really bad. It's so stupid. The Easter Bunny in the mall, I'm afraid of. Like, it freaks me out. They're creepy looking, I think. I'm sorry, they are. But they are. Like, Google Easter Bunny. Like, his eyes are creepy. I hate the Easter Bunny. I was tormented by the Chuck E. Cheese mascot thing when I was a child, and it kind of stuck with me all the time. Don't ask. It's another story for another day. So, here's my thing. Okay. I feel like this couple, while they're good, I feel like they're one of those couples that are overly praised for something that was just, average.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't exceptional, but they're overly praised, and they get 10 points higher than a couple that was just as good.
Right.
Just saying. I'm going to compare everybody to Robert and Kim because I think that's a total injustice, honestly.
I think it's total injustice.
But I think it has something to do with the order that people go in, because have you noticed the scores get higher as the night goes on? Every show, It doesn't matter who goes last. Suzanne Summers could be going last, and not to hate on Suzanne. Suzanne Summers could go last and get just as high a score as somebody like Rumor. It just depends on the order you go in a lot of times, because a lot of times they're really, really, like, harsh on the
first couple on the line,
of pairs. I don't think so. No.
I was just checking. Good.
And, I mean, it was cute. It was good. But I think it was overly praised. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, we have The Bachelor. Chris Souls, is that how you say it?
Souls, yeah.
And Whitney Carson. Oh, first of all, Whitney is just the cutest thing, okay? So they got 27. What dance did they do? Did they do, what did they do?
Did they do a quickstep?
Either the waltz or the quickstep. Something, it was traditional ballroom. Okay, I have a problem with Chris. He was literally jogging beside Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was struggling to keep up with her, which really drives me crazy. And also the fact that, you know how in rehearsal they kept showing her fix his head because he wasn't pointing his face in the right direction? The whole time, she had her head in the correct direction, and he's staring down at her, and he's jogging beside her, and I really was not a fan of that.
Wow.
You?
I think you said all that needed to be said there.
I just beat it up. I'm sorry. Do you feel differently, or do you agree with me? Because I just beat them totally up.
I agree completely.
Okay, good. I just beat them up. Sorry.
That's why I said. That's why I said what I said.
Okay, I was just making sure.
I agree completely.
They received a 27, which they got the same score as Patty.
Yeah.
Suzanne Summers scored a point higher than them, which is sad because she deserved it. But there was another couple that deserved it too, but whatever. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Biker and Allison went next, and they did, what did they do? I can't remember. Oh, they did Pirates of the Caribbean. They did
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Was Paso.
Yeah, it was Paso. That was cool.
It was cool. Okay. They received a 38 out of 40. I think they're really good. Let me rephrase that. That was a really good production. But he's good. I'm not connecting with this guy, to be honest. And also, like, if you watch closely, because I was watching his feet because they'd been so harsh on everybody's footwear. Like, a lot of people.
But.
What?
I'll probably get slammed for this, but I don't even know who the guy is. I'll probably get slammed for that.
Oh, it's okay. I don't know who he is either. He's in some band. Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know who he is.
I'll probably get slammed for that, but I don't care.
Because they were really harsh on everybody's footwear, like not just Robert,
yeah.
not just Suzanne, not right. just, yeah, so they were harsh on everyone. So I was watching really closely, and while it was a good production, if you watch closely, he overcorrected a lot, like,
he did,
and overextended a lot, and I was paying mm-hmm. attention to that, because if they're going to say something to somebody, then they should say something to everybody. Well, I was really waiting, because if anybody's going to say something, it's going to be Carrie Ann and Alba, because she has a big mouth, and I don't like her. And nobody said anything. And they were really praised, and they got a 38 out of 40. And I think it was good, but I don't think it deserved that many points. You?
Again.
So did he wake up? He
again,
just sleeps at the wheel.
Again, I have to agree.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much we can really say about that.
No, there's really not. But...
okay, and I don't think they were comparable to Rumor and Val, and they received 1 point less than Rumor and Val, and I don't think there was any...
I have a lot to say about the last couple coming up. I have a lot to say.
Okay. Rumor Willis and Val Schmierkowski. I said Schmierkowski right, too, so I should get extra points, because I got a Croatian and a... Where's Val from? Not Russia. What's that other country? Oh, my goodness. I'm terrible.
Oh, God.
He's not Russian. What is he? Oh, my goodness. Never mind. No,
Ukrainian?
No, he's not Russian. Ukraine. Yeah, there you go. Ukrainian. Okay. I'm just getting all them countries. Okay.
I think we skipped Sharna, didn't we?
We're not there yet.
Oh, duh.
Yeah,
okay,
we are. I'm sorry. We skipped it. We skipped him, yeah. No, Galloway.
Oh, we skipped Sharna.
Everyone. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I missed that. I was just reading away. Noah and Sharna, they did. What dance did they do? I know it was Aladdin, but what actually
A Whole New
was,
World,
what
I think
it
was.
No, but do you know what dance type
the dance,
they did?
I can't remember. It seemed to me like it was like a rumba or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, it might have been a rumba.
I don't
remember. Because I know that Rumor Val did samba, but I don't know. Anyway, they were really good. I liked them. I love him
were,
for, like,
you know,
doing what he's doing because, you know, not a lot of people complain about doing it, and they have all their limbs. And he's missing, too, and he's kicking butt.
You know, and fun fact, that song... was one of the first songs I ever learned how to, quote, properly sing. So.
That song is one of the songs we played in a band thing one time. So it brings me back to
brings
the
that memory
for anyway,
me, too.
I really loved that. Sharna looked hot. Okay, I'm just going
to
say
yeah,
it.
I have to say.
Sharna
you know,
was hot.
You know, and confession time here, too. I kind of have... a thing for Sharna Burgess,
do.
Too, so there you go.
Everybody has a thing for Sharna Burgess.
I have a thing for Sharna Burgess. And so, Sharna,
everything has a,
if you guys are listening,
everybody does.
You know?
Everybody has a thing for her. Kristen Burt talks about her ass, like, on a regular basis.
I have a thing for Sharna Burgess.
She used to. So. I don't know about now. Like, so if Kristen listens to this and I've mentioned her 30 times, she might be offended. But
oh well.
Literally,
I doubt
Kristen has, like, mentioned...
We'll be offended by anything you say, I doubt
no,
that,
No, that's
highly.
True. No, she literally, like, one time on an episode, Sharna wore, like, gold leggings, metallic gold leggings and a crop top. And Kristen
yeah.
literally, like, gave a whole, like, segment to Sharna's butt. And it was a hashtag on Twitter.
Nice.
Sharna's butt. It was
nice.
Hilarious. So, yeah,
oh,
now you
God.
Know.
I need to find that episode and look at it.
Yeah, I'll find it for you, though. The recap. I'll find you the gold leggings, and then I'll find you the recap of the gold leggings.
I saw the gold leggings episode,
pants.
I think.
Yeah, after she wore those pants, everybody complimented those pants because her butt looked so nice, and so she wore them again, like, several times, because she knew they looked good.
Oh, wow. Anyway,
I
moving
like
on.
Him. Now, here's my only thing with Noah and Sharna, is I know that he is disabled, obviously. He's doing the very best he can. But I do appreciate that now that it's getting, like, halfway in, that the judges are, like, judging him based the same way they're judging everyone else. Like, even if he's doing things he's not capable, like, if he's doing
right.
things that he's not aware he's doing or he's doing things that he's incapable of controlling, I like that they still point it out because they do it for everybody. So I like that it's an even playing field and that the disability
it's
doesn't
consistent.
Get him, like, it's consistent. There you go. Okay. Rumor Willis, Val Schmierkowski, everyone.
That was
my second favorite couple.
Epic.
And, okay, they did the samba. They did Little Mermaid. She was Ursula because they asked her to be a princess, and she didn't want to be a princess. They got 39 out of 40, highest score of the night, and they were really good. I loved it. I loved that they spray painted her purple.
I totally loved it.
It was great. Like, there's nothing bad to say about it. It was amazing.
No, there's not.
And I couldn't even tweet about this.
It should have got.
I couldn't even tweet about them seating Demi and Bruce apart because they did that before and it was hilarious. They put them together this time, so I couldn't even say anything.
Oh, well. You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Rumor and Val's routine should have been a perfect score.
I agree. There was nothing wrong with it. It should have been 40.
It should have been perfect.
Carrie pointed something out, and I don't remember
what
it was.
Put that out right now.
I agree. I totally agree. Oh, I forgot to mention. Well, I'll go back and mention this at the end. Never mind. Nastia and Derek were next, and they did. What the heck did they do? I don't remember. I'm really mad. I'm sorry, guys. Did they do, like, the Foxtrot or something like that?
Something like that, too. Frozen.
Love is an open door from Frozen.
Frozen.
They got a 38 out of 40, and they got the same score as Riker and Allison. They're 1 point off of Rumor and Val.
Mm-hmm.
They're 10 points ahead of Susan and Tony, just to give you a comparison, everyone. Okay. How did you feel about it?
For me, it feels sort of flat, frankly, because I've never seen the movie Frozen, and I'm just...
You have not seen
Frozen, sort of flat for me.
I love Olaf. He's my best friend. Not really. That sounds so lame.
It feels sort of flat for me. I mean, I don't know.
I agree. Okay, I liked it at the beginning, and I liked the lip syncing and everything. But it's sort of like they gave up halfway through because you know halfway through the set changed and they were just at the regular Dancing with Stars set and there was no more cool stuff, and they stopped. They like forgot to keep lip syncing, which Julian brought up, so it's cool. But I don't think it deserved 2 tens necessarily. But hey, not my show. Okay, what I was going to say is I forgot to mention the sexy Mary Poppins comment about Kim.
Yeah.
She looked hot, too, everybody. Kim Johnson, everyone, is what I strive to be when I'm 40 years old because she's almost 40. And she's killing it still. She's killing it. And so, okay, Robert called her sexy Mary Poppins. Aaron called her hot Mary Poppins. Like, Mary Poppins would probably be appalled at that outfit, but I'm okay with it.
But whatever.
We're going to be real shallow for a minute. Who is your biggest crush on Dancing with the Stars? Who do you think is the sexiest woman on that show?
Pro or a celebrity?
A professional dancers.
Sharna.
You know what? I don't even like women, and I understand.
Like,
I get Sharna. It. Okay, as far as men are concerned, like, I know you're not going to have an opinion, even though I have an opinion on both. I really have a thing for the Schmickrovsky brothers, both of them. They're interchangeable. Either one, whatever. But there's a thing to be said about Mr. Malibu Barbie, Derek Hough himself.
Yeah.
I think he does look like the Malibu Barbie, but that's
Malibu
okay. Tell me he doesn't look like Malibu Ken, not Malibu Barbie. He looks like the Ken doll, but he's
awesome. Malibu Barbie,
okay.
What?
Malibu Barbie. No, that's Julianne. Just kidding. I think Derek Hough's pretty attractive. I thought I was going to marry him. And there was a guy at Kroger that looked like him, like a guy that worked there at the old Kroger where I used to live. And every time I would go in there, I would just kind of, like, stare at this guy because he looked like Derek Hough. I tried to take a picture of him. Flash was on, and it was bad. Anyway, predictions. Okay, who do you think is the next to go? And we'll take it from there after we decide who we think is next to go. Who do you think?
Next to go for me, probably, I hate to say it, but Patty.
For me, I think there's a couple choices. I think it might be Chris or Patty.
Well,
they're tied
too,
as far as scores. Robert has the lowest score, but I don't see Robert and Kim going anywhere. I mean, I'm stressing that they will because, like, they have the lowest score, but I don't see them going anywhere as hard as people are voting for them. But I haven't really seen anyone campaigning for Chris and Whitney, and I keep up.
Right.
And so I really feel like Chris is starting to be that forgettable person that you forget on the show, and I think he's probably the next to go. I want Chris to go. Who I think will go, either Chris or Patty. Who I'm concerned might go, Robert, and that would break my heart, and I would stop watching it. No, not really. I would watch for Rumor. Because I'm loving Robert and Kim. Like, I love their relationship, whatever it is. I don't care. It's not my business. I have my opinions. Everybody does. I love their chemistry. They are so good. Another thing I don't like about... Okay. Backtracking a second, Nastia and Derek, while she's like a really talented dancer, as is he, of course, they have no chemistry. Like, I just don't feel them as
They really don't. I mean, you know.
None. Absolutely none.
That brings up a point. athletes who, because let's face it, Anastasia was a figure skater, okay?
Yeah. No, she's a gymnast.
Athletes tend to not fare very well in the show.
Well, athletes, a lot of athletes do well, but some of them just don't. Like, some of them, and gymnasts, because Anastasia's a gymnast, Shawn Johnson was a gymnast, and Allie Raisman was a gymnast. A lot
Chrissy
of them
Yamaguchi
try to
was a gymnast,
hide,
too. So.
Chrissy Yamaguchi's a figure skater, isn't she?
Huh?
Yeah, she's a figure skater. Chrissy Yamaguchi's
well,
a figure
whatever.
Skater. Same
difference.
Skaters have a hard time. I'll give you
yeah,
that.
Skaters
have
a hard time.
A hard
I will
time
say that.
Because,
they do.
Yeah, but as far as, like, the gymnasts, I feel like they try to hide behind their gymnastics and, you know, do stuff other people can't do because they're gymnasts, and they hide. They kind of hide behind that. It really
yeah.
annoys me, but that's cool. I love Derek Huff, but I don't want him to win this next Mirror Ball because I don't – and I know that they don't rehearse.
It'll be
you know,
what?
Like,
like
rehearses yeah, like
20th? No, I'm just kidding.
if he wins another one, it should be Derek Huff presents Dancing with Stars. But
if he wins another Mirror Ball trophy, they should just bring in the show Dancing with Derek Huff.
Yeah, there you go. No, there's somebody joked that they should rename it Dancing with the D-Listers. But actually, as far as the celebrities go, this season I really love them all, so everybody who says that needs to shut up. But
right.
No, I know that Nancy and Derek don't rehearse together. Like, they only rehearse together like a couple days a week, and then she rehearses mm-hmm. with Henry until dress rehearsal because Derek has a show. But they still have no chemistry, and I can't get on board. I know that they have a reason for it, but I still don't like
yeah,
it
but...
because there's no chemistry.
Right.
Like, okay, I really love Noah and Sharna because they have a lot of chemistry. Like, they have a lot between them. I know that these young people with their boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, whatever, it's really awkward for them, but Noah is about to get married, and he has plenty of chemistry with Sharna. I don't think Riker and Allison have any chemistry. Rumor and Val, I'm loving that, like, friendship kind of chemistry dynamic that's
yeah.
going on. It's like
yeah.
that BFF chemistry. I'm loving it. Robert and Kim, God bless them, whatever's happening. Yeah, obviously they have chemistry off the charts. Whatever's going on with them, that's fine. I don't care because I think it's horrible either way. And I do think Suzanne and Tony had some decent chemistry. And I think Tony and Artem have a really cute thing happening.
Now, I think Riker and Allison do have a little bit of chemistry, I think.
Yeah, a little bit, but I feel like she's his, like, I feel like it's like watching him and his dance teacher because he's so young looking, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, oh, me and my dance teacher just dancing around, and I know they're all dance teachers.
Exactly.
Like, teaching their partners, but I don't know. I just don't like that. I feel like he should have had someone a little younger, maybe like Whitney. I know Allison's pretty young, but, I mean, compared to him, she seems, like, a lot older. So somebody like Whitney probably would have been better for him, but I don't produce the show, so.
But
because
whatever.
Whitney's with Chris, who just got engaged, and he's a lot older than her. So I feel
exactly.
like it would have been better if they switched that and had Allison with Chris and Whitney with Riker. But Patty and Artem have some good chemistry. That's I love their dynamic. They're so cute.
They do. But
by far, in the chemistry department, it's got to be Rumor and Val and Robert and Kim. I'm
oh,
loving
yes.
Rumor
I
and
agree.
Val's, like, dynamic. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, it's like that best friend. Like, they really trust each other and you can tell
mm-hmm.
dynamic. So
you know,
I really love that. Okay.
And like I said at the top of the show, I've only watched one episode all the way through, and this was yesterday. I only watched one episode all the way through this entire season, and I agree with about 95% of everything you just said. So.
Yeah. Okay. I honestly just can't talk about it for a minute. I'm like stressing that my couples are gonna get kicked off. I mean, I'm pretty sure Rumor and Val are safe, but you know, Val Smirkovsky has
mm-hmm.
been screwed over before. A little
yeah.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to mention Cough Cough Kelly Monaco.
Nope, not at all.
Anyway, not at all.
No,
and
not at all.
So
it's
it
just...
would really suck if he went home. I really don't want
happened.
Patty to go. Yeah, I don't want Patty to go, though.
Right.
While she's not that great, I mean, she's good. She's not great. I love her, and I love how she comes to rehearsal in full-on hair and makeup and pearls. That's freaking
exactly.
awesome.
You know,
Willow and Mark don't stand out for me, though. I'd be fine if they went.
Is it time for announcements yet? Because I have several.
I haven't been talking. I'm really enjoying myself.
Oh,
wait, can we do one? We'll do, okay, who do you predict? Because, you know, going into the finale, there's four, and then the person at the finale
right.
is going to get kicked off. Who do you predict the top four?
Top four for me? Rumor and Val, obviously. Probably Robert and Kim. I'm going out on a limb and saying a Riker and Allison. And maybe Noah and
Sharna.
Yep.
You can't remember her name. You're too busy.
I couldn't remember Sharna's name.
Her.
I was like, oh my God, who's he partnered with? Oh my God, I couldn't remember. But yeah.
My dad saw her last night. Like, you know when they did that all access thing up in the box? Mm-hmm. She didn't have her wig on. She just had her, like, hair done and all her makeup fixed. And he was like, who is that? Like, that's Sharna. He's like, she's hot. Yeah,
that's my
I know.
Top four. That's my top
okay,
four.
Okay, my top four are Boomer and Val, Noah and Sharna, Robert and Kim, and I don't know a fourth. Part of me says Riker and Allison just because I feel like he'll hang on. But I would really like to see, well, I don't want to, I think Nastia and Derek, I think it's going to be how Derek was with Maria Menounos. Like, they're really good for a while, and then they get kicked off like we get.
Right.
I could see them getting kicked off the night of the dance-off. Like, I could see that happening. So I'm going to say Riker and Allison, so the same as yours. Unless Patty hangs on.
Yeah.
Patty
now,
might hang on, and it might be Robert, Patty,
if Patty
Noah,
gets
and Rumor.
The next elimination or two, then I'm going to, then I'll say a Patty and Artem instead of Riker and Allison. So.
Yeah. I see. Here's how I see it going down. I wish it would go this way. It probably won't because it'll probably end up the way I do. I want it. Next week, I think it's going to be Chris and Whitney that go home. The week after that, there's
I think
no
you're probably right.
It's the switch up. The week after that, there's a double elimination. There's a dance-off. I see that taking out maybe Riker. Actually, it might take Willow out. I could see it, Willow getting knocked
Willow
out of
going,
that, but
yeah.
I'm going to put Robert and Kim up here as untouchable because they're my favorite and I don't want them to go. I could see them going during the dance-off, but I think they can hang during the dance-off. But I think that the dance-off could get rid of Pat. If Patti LaBelle hangs on, the dance-off might be what, like, gets her kicked off the show.
Right.
Because, like, one couple will be based on votes, and then one couple, they put, like, three couples
we'll
up
be in
against
the
other,
off.
I think, and they have to, all three of those couples have to dance off. The bottom three have to dance off.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see the bottom three that have to dance off being, like, Patty, Robert and maybe like Willow
Riker.
Or Nastia,
yeah.
And I think it could maybe take Patty out.
Yeah,
okay,
probably.
Announcements. Oh, that was so fun. We should do this more.
We should. Announcements.
Okay,
first
go for it.
First announcement. Next weekend, in 11 days, actually, me and Em will be reunited for the first time since last September,
my
probably.
Birthday.
Yep, for the first time since your birthday.
Well, it was September 14th because September 15th was the next day and you were here on Sunday, but whatever. My birthday,
and,
basically.
And we will be at the Hatchery in Dixon again, singing, and you may or may not see me and Em up on stage together singing one or two.
If we can agree on a key, then we'll be together. Basically.
Exactly.
And hopefully Bonnie will be there. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'll text her again. But we were thinking about maybe the three or
she
me and you, Bonnie. Yeah.
Bonnie just texted me and she said, she asked me what day and time again. And I said the 25th, 7 o'clock. And she goes, oh, thanks. Is it still at the hatchery? And I'm like, yep. And she goes, awesome, thanks. I'll definitely.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's coming.
Try my best
she
to make it.
She was,
so,
yeah, that's what she told me. She said, hopefully we'll get to see
I'm
Bonnie.
I'm pretty sure Bonnie's
but
coming
her,
too. So.
Yeah, so. Her and I were talking about it, and we're thinking about, like, me, you, her, and your parents, whatever, all of us basically going out to eat beforehand, like at O'Charlie's or something in Dixon, so that we could go right to the hatchery.
Right.
And you've been there, but she hasn't, so she could just follow me in my car,
mm-hmm.
and she would know. Because it's kind of difficult to find if you don't have a GPS.
It is a little tough to find. I agree, it is tough.
It's hidden in there. I lived here for 6 months and never noticed it, so, okay.
If you don't have a GPS for out-of-towners, there's probably nowhere to find it.
Exactly.
All right, second announcement. On the 21st, which is next Tuesday, we have the a mother-daughter country duo of two Steel Girls joining us on the show. They were recently a Team Blake in The Voice, so that's, and they'll be stopping by to talk with us about their careers and everything else. And it's the 21st. So the 28th, we have Nashville singer-songwriter Megan Golden joining us to talk about her career and we'll just basically get to know her just like we do all of our first-time guests. So, that's that.
Whenever you say, like, mother-daughter duo, like, I'm talking about two Steel Girls, I always think, whenever somebody says mother-daughter, I think Judd's cover band. That's the first thing that comes to my mind.
That's funny.
Well, oh,
I mean, I can see,
like 20 seconds waiting
I can
to say
where,
that.
Where you get that, but it's kind of funny. I can see where you think that. Yeah, I can see. Totally. So.
Hey, I have a question. Dumb question, but, well, not dumb. So, you know how you have to you can upload audio, like, in the sidebar thing?
Mm-hmm.
So, can you upload a link directly from YouTube?
I don't know. I've never tried.
But you can download a link from YouTube and then convert it to an MP3 and then put it there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like an iTunes. Okay, that means that when we sing, if we take video and put our video on our YouTube channel, which we're planning to do, you better vlog that day on your way here because I am going to, and if you get here and I have footage and you don't, our vlog's going to be really boring.
I will, trust me.
What I'm thinking is we can take a clip and we can put it on YouTube on our channel, and we can take that clip, download it as an MP3, or I can just put it in a converter from my computer and then upload it as an MP3, and we can play it on the show.
I'm seeing
my
video
brain
right
now.
Of, I'm watching a world
You're
news right
Facebook,
now.
You're on Facebook, aren't you?
No. I'm watching a world news, actually, but with the sound muted, but I'm seeing a video of a massive tornado in Illinois.
It was Illinois, yeah.
A massive tornado in Illinois. I
got my toenails did and everything for when we go see.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding. I did my toenails anyway. Okay, should we have a quick little
I'm
BS
not
going to
reveal what I'm going to sing.
He did that on Instagram.
It's on my Instagram, yes, but I'm not going to reveal it here. So.
Fair enough. I'm singing the same thing I always sing, y'all. I'm singing, I'm going to start with Harper Valley because old people like that song.
Yep.
I'm going to sing Strawberry Wine, and then I'm going to sing Broken Wing, and then I might sing with Cody, wink, wink.
I will say this, though. I'm dropping one song and adding another, so.
There you go. You heard it here first. We should do a Dancing with the Stars recap every week.
I'll see what we can do,
But, I mean, unless, okay, here's
it can't
what we
be on
have
Tuesday,
to do
though.
To make that. Well, the only thing we'd have to do to make that happen would make our regular show, like, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. If we had an interview scheduled for Wednesday or Thursday or whatever, or Saturday, that's fine. Or Monday.
You know,
and then keep Tuesday, just for the Dancing with the Stars season, because it's only 5 more weeks, just keep Tuesdays
yeah.
for that.
I'll, after probably the 28th, I'll see what I can do about that.
Okay, cool. That's exciting.
Yep, I said I can do.
Well, actually, because we have an interview on the 21st and 28th. What if we did Dancing with the Stars the 22nd and the 29th? Like, because I want to keep up. This isn't, I'm enjoying this. I really enjoyed, like, breaking it down. That was super fun. It's kind of like an episode of AfterBuzz, only we don't have Kristen Burt here, but whatever.
That's
five mentions for her. Like, she's...
Or Anna, or any of the rest of them. Exactly, we don't have all the rest of them.
I know, but I prefer, like, out of the group, I want Kristen. Because
she's yeah, I agree.
That'd be awesome.
That's mention number six for Kristen.
Mention number six, holla girl. Seven, tiny one, Cody just said. So let's do real quick. How was your day?
My day was actually easy. I wrote a little bit more in my book, so.
Cool. My day was super boring. I went to school. It was raining this morning when I left. Almost cried. made up two tests. That was super fun.
That was fun.
I'm on my YouTube right now, scrolling down the homepage, and mm-hmm. it's recommending all these different Dancing with the Stars channels to me, and all of them, the suggestions are Robert and Kim dances. Like, stop doing this to me.
Yeah, just stop.
I don't want to see that. I want to cry. They're so cute. Okay, quick 20-second fangirl session. I think they are adorable. I am shipping it so hard. Everybody is shipping it so hard. I think they ship themselves.
Even I'm starting to ship it. And I don't ship couples ever.
Wow, that's... Yeah, there you go. Even Cody's starting. Because if I don't stop sending him pictures, he's going to have to. But I love that they're
if you
not
don't
denying
stop,
it. Like,
I stop blowing up my text messages, I'm going to have to.
I love that they're not denying it, though. Like,
because this girl... Let me tell y'all. This girl blows up my text messages every single Monday night.
I do. It's pretty great.
You do.
He was blowing mine up last night. It was cool. But... I sent him a picture this morning. There's a picture of Robert and Kim circulating Twitter right now, everybody. It's a screen cap. And it's the cutest thing. It says on the screen cap, oh my gosh, it killed me this morning. I thought this morning was up. It says, like, he told her, it was like a behind the scenes kind of thing. And he told her, even, because they, you know, it was before the show. He told her, even if they went home, that it would have been worth it. But he called her baby. So it was real. I'm not going to quote it. That's weird. But he said, you know, basically, if we go home tonight, it was still worth it. And it was really sweet. And it killed me. Okay, honestly, here's my thing. I love that they're not denying anything, because I hate when couples, like, especially on this show, when they decide to hook up or whatever, because there's been a few couples that have hooked up, when they deny it. Like, don't deny it. Just don't say yes.
Mm.
Like, perfect example of not denying it and just not saying yes, Christina Wagner, everybody, in Soaps and Dips.
Oh,
Christina and Jack Wagner have been, I know, we're almost out of time, so that's what you're going to tell me.
Yep.
I'm going to be real quick. Christina and Jack Wagner have been rumored to be back together for a while now. And in Soaps and Death, they asked her, and she said, make no mistake, we're not back living under the same roof. Creative way of her lying about it, isn't it? So, you go, Robert and Kim, and also Jack and Christina. I'm done.
Anyway,
I swear.
Anyway.
I'm done. I promise. I showed my friend this morning. I haven't talked all day, obviously. I showed my friend this morning the video of Robert and Kim last night because he missed the show because he had rehearsals. And he was like, I was like, they gave him 4 sixes. He's like, why? I was like, he messed up. He's like, I didn't even notice. I was like, I didn't notice either. Thank you. I had to watch it twice to see it. I did not notice the first time. Okay, I'm done. I swear.
I'll talk to you later. And text me what you were going to text me about... about that long story you read.
The Easter Bunny.
Yeah,
okay.
Text me about
that. Okay,
text me about that.
I will.
All right. I'll talk to you later, girl.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.